All right, good morning, people. It is Uri Day. And on Uri Days, you know what I realized? Is that it's probably not. I feel like Tuesdays and Thursdays are probably not the best choice selections to try to make a podcast, like, from a marketing perspective, but, yeah, I might shift up the schedule. You know, not that I really... I mean, it'd be kind of cool, obviously, to just make a podcast and that would be, like, you know, make some kind of profit or income off that. Obviously, nowhere near that level. So, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll just keep this as what it is and then... I don't know. I should also probably think of, like, actual topics to think about when I'm doing these instead of just, like, let me word vomit and be sad for, and be sad at you for, like, 20 minutes every day. But, we'll get there. It's the steps, okay? It's the steps. We'll go through the steps and we'll get there, okay? So, update on my life, is nothing really. Same stuff, scheduling. I have interviews coming up, which is great, right? But it's not like I haven't done the whole interview bit before. So, I'm not really, you know, it's not like some awe-inspiring hopefulness that this is going to be the key to it. But, obviously I do hope something, you know, works out one way or another. I just, God damn. You know, I just want a job that I can sustain myself off of. You know, I'm not trying to have a six-figure house with a BMW, you know? Like, I want an apartment with my kid. Like, I want a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. And enough money that if something terrible were to happen to my car, knocking on wood, that I might actually be able to afford a car payment, even if it is on another little hoopty thing that's safe enough that I can be comfortable to put my kid in and still be able to at least eat. Not eat out, just eat food. Like, I can still afford to eat. But I've decided to get myself to the end of the year, because I'll be a year since I've moved. If I can't find work that I can sustain myself, then I'll obviously look for lesser work. I guess it's not lesser work, but work that pays less. So the whole jobs requiring vaccinations is still definitely a thing. I'm very frustrated. I'm not just, like, against getting vaccinated. I just really would like to have the Novavax vaccine. They're a company that has had successful vaccines. It's not involving, you know, the, mRNA type vaccines like Pfizer is, you know, and even though I know technically, if I'm correct, Johnson & Johnson's a more, like, very traditional-esque type of vaccine, I have a hard time wanting to get a vaccine from a company that has never made a vaccine before and is in the process of all kinds of lawsuits from their products. So why would I willingly go, you know, it just blows my mind, But I really would like, you know, the Novavax vaccine, but unfortunately, even once they're approved, their main, and that's an American company, mind you, and their main focus is other places around the world. Like, so that's a little frustrating. But you know, once that's available, I sincerely and I honestly don't have, like, the science behind it, I don't have an issue. You know, I don't want to, I just don't. Yeah, I wish. Maybe there is. I don't. I'm gonna have to do some digging. I wonder if there is like a. Like, I want a world news thing where it's like a team of everybody around the country. And everybody around the country then like tells stories and updates about important things that are going on in their country. Just from like a non-biased, non-political view. Like an independent party, which would be great. You know what else I realize? I know that there's other Republican type of, you know, where you like vote, you know, for who you want to be, you know, the leader and everything else. I'm just curious if it gets so, like, do other countries have a division problem as well, or is that just here? I wish I just, like, had an expert for everything. I eventually, if I were, like, to look all the... I guess I could just look it up and not just be lazy and just want someone to speak the words at me and give me all the answers I'm looking for, but... I guess technically that would have to be God, wouldn't it, to just give me the answers, you know? If there is a God, if there isn't a God... Like, so much, and I just want to wake up and not, like, I don't know, I just want to wake up and not feel I don't want to say dread that I woke up or that it's like the same. I don't know. But we pursue, you know what I mean? It's not like I don't want to just, like, lay down. You know, I don't want to just lay on the floor and give up. Like, it's not what I'm after at all, and I don't want to accidentally. So, another fun fact about me. I don't mean to be superstitious, right? Like, and I'm not crazy, because I understand there are lots of different perspectives on, like, you know, like, superstitious things, you know, like, if a black cat crosses your... I live with a black cat. Of course I'm gonna have a cat. I think it's even better that she's a black cat. You know, then the reason I have a black cat is because my daughter wanted to be like Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, and have a black cat, just like she did in the show. And so, boom, bam, bada bing, Santa had all the parts for a black cat. Black pat, is what I almost said. Black cat. She talks slower. That's what it is. Let me tell you what, and it's fantastic. I love it. She's like a little shadow. It's adorable. A little shadow that purrs and has eyes. It's great. I forgot what I was talking about before this. Superstition. But I just and I understand, I get it. If you do one, technically you should do all of them. But I just, you know, like, but why, you know, like, some of them I just have a hard time with. Like, I don't want to, like jinxes, almost. Like, I don't want to say something and jinx myself. Like, when I brought up my vehicle, I knocked on wood. Because, why would I, like, I don't want to breathe it into the air. Like, and I understand, obviously, if I could breathe things into the air and they can manifest in themselves, that my entire life would very obviously be different. Because, and for those of you who might be thinking, you're probably just saying these things in your head, which is why you're not actually breathing them out into the world. I assure you. I will speak out loud to myself and to at nobody and to the cat. Like, in case there's any doubt, I can assure you that, Also, does anyone else ever have conversations with someone in their head, and then you're talking to them, and you're like, I told you this, and they just give you that look like, no, we didn't talk about this. You're like, but we did. And then you have that moment of realization. It's like, but we did in my head, and you weren't there for it. You weren't there for it. Yeah, shit. You know, it's just, fuck. It's what it is. You know, I don't know how I got into the stream of TikToks that talks about this, like, herbal, like, just, like, anti-parasitic type thing. Then I end up looking at pictures of all the customer reviews, which is essentially just, like, pictures of people who have worms and their shit coming out of them. And then it's like, oh god, do I have worms? Then it's a panic. Let me tell you what, I am, like, phobic. I hate the idea of a parasite. Like, I can't. Like, it gives me so much. I can't. The idea of them is just so. It's like an invasive thing in your body. Oh, inside of you. And it's wiggling. I can't. Huh. And I get it. You have, like, I understand. You know, like, cells and little things are already technically moving around in your body, blah, 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 on a microscopic, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, this is like an actual classified as like a living thing. Like, I can't handle it. But it's so easy how quickly, like, you can go down a rabbit hole. Rabbit holes are so easy. Like, social media just literally, like, and they're so sneaky about it, because it's not like everything. It's not like suddenly everything that you look at is just circled around this thing, but, man. It's so fast. It's so fast. Of course, I fell for it, right? Just like millions of people do every single day. Just down the rabbit hole. Whoop! In you go. In you go. And guess what? You're just as lost and fucked as Alice was in that fucking Wonderland story. That's for damn sure. You know, you're not really sure what's up or what's down, you know, what's left or right. You're not sure what's going on, and you thought you knew, and then it's like something else, and then, you know, all you want to do is find your way back, you know. I'm gonna actually pat myself. That was a pretty good metaphor on that. It's a metaphor, right? That's, I know one of them you have to say like or as, and then one of them you don't. Like, there's two, I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna say metaphor. We're gonna run with it. It's a metaphor proclaimed. Yeah, just, I also wonder, in other countries, do other people feel like the news just can be misleading? Like, did people in other places outside of America feel like their news misleads them? You know what I'm saying? Or do people actually, like, watch the news and it's like, oh, how informative, this is excellent information, thank you, and not like, is it though? Is it? You know, if truth wasn't so powerful, then it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be this way, but you know, the truth also involves freedom. You know, and you can't control people if you tell them the truth. Which is sad. And that even goes in, you know, like, everyday life, you know? Now, I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm a saint, because I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never lied or that I've withheld the truth or I've misled. I will say it's not like I've done those things with malicious intent. And I guess partially if you look at that at a bigger scale, like, well, the people who have the power and control of the world, they don't mean this maliciously, but it's just so hard for me to believe that because, you know, I didn't do it to control anyone. It wasn't like I was trying to control, I wasn't trying to keep things in order, or, you know, I just didn't want to hurt them. But I don't think some of these people who are big players in the dynamic of our world, I don't think they keep things from us not to hurt us. You know, that's silly. You know, that would be foolish to think, in my opinion, but maybe you disagree. What the fuck do I know? My cat right now, she's watching this squirrel that's on this thing outside, and I'm gonna tell you guys what. I had a bird feeder. Maybe this is fresh in my mind because the passage that I read in my last podcast from my last podcast, I read another passage from that, my diary, or just like this book, my book idea, my book fail, I don't fucking know, my vomit pages, I don't know what to call it, but I had, back before I moved, I had bird feeders, and squirrels are the most tenacious fuckers ever. They will destroy. They've ruined. Don't ever waste the money on a plastic fucking bird feeder, because you know what? You ain't ever, they're gonna get through that. That's no problem for them. And you think, okay. And then you got metal ones. You got your metal fucking bird feeders. You know what them fuckers will do? Them fuckers will get in there too. I mean, they're literally like, you know how they make it out in like zombie apocalypse movies where you're like inside and they're just like outside and they're just like endlessly just trying to get in over and over and over and over and over and over again? That's these fuckers. It's like they literally lose their goddamn mind for some motherfucking birdseed and they will do anything. Anything to try to fucking get. And you know what? And then this is where you wish they could understand, because, you know, it's not like the birds don't drop seeds. It's not like there isn't shit that gets on there or on the ground. It's not like things aren't spilled. And then they break through and they break the fucking bird feeder. All the fucking bird seed comes out. And then guess what happens? You know what happens then? Everybody comes, everyone eats the bird seed. But guess what? There is no more bird seed anymore because I got nothing to put the bird seed in. So now you've just lost all your supply. You lost all your supply. You broke the system that allowed you to get bird seed. And then you had access to all the bird seed. And now there's no more bird seed though, because you ruined your initial access to it. It's like, God, don't you understand? No, they don't understand. I also read somewhere or heard something that like, squirrels can see, like, small animals like that, like chipmunks and shit. Not your shit. Your shit doesn't have eyesight, but like chipmunks and squirrels and like rabbits, they perceive light slower, so they see things move more slowly. You know what? Let's do a quick little Google check on that one. Bada boom, bada bing. And then we'll call it a wrap. So let's see. Do squirrels. Say eat lizards. Do squirrels. See in. Yeah, you got in squirrel motion. Flies, chipmunks, and other tiny creatures see the world in slow motion. Creatures like squirrels and hummingbirds are under constant threat of being eaten. No shit. To them, humans or larger predators appear to move in slow motion. We likely appear. What does that mean? Does that mean we don't know if that's a thing? What's the science behind it? I don't know. Well, cool. Now you know. You're welcome. Knowledge for the day. Yeah, that's where we're at. Hopefully everyone has a wonderful rest of your day, and hopefully you have a fantastic fucking weekend. And if you want to reach out to me, my Reddit is The King's Kitten, or I have a TikTok, The King's Kitten. You can find me on there as well. And Twitter. Yeah. That's what I got. That's what I got going on. Yeah, guys. So, be safe.